L'kavod harav, I once read that the three psukim of Tzidkoscha is recited on Shabbos at Mincha time because it represents a tzidik hadin for the passings of the three major personages, Adam HaRishon, Moshe Rabbeinu, and David HaMelech. I was reminded of this past Shabbos, the 7th of Adar, the yahrzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu. My question is, I also once learned on the day he was Nifter, Moshe wrote 13 Sifrei Torah. How is this permissible on Shabbos when writing is forbidden? Also, where could I look up how each of the three Tzidkos Psukim correspond to those three forefathers, Adam, Moshe, and David? Thank you for all your time and effort, and Refuah Shleima. Stefan from Brooklyn. Well, first of all, thank you for the Refuah Shleima. The Rishonim bring down that yes, this may be a Tziduk Hadin for Moshe Rabbeinu, but the question is asked that Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter on Erev Shabbos and not on Shabbos. And then the question of his writing 13 Sifrei Torah is not a problem, but the question is why do we say Tziduk Hadin? The Sfas Emes says that even though Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter on Erev Shabbos, he wasn't buried until Shabbos, and we say the Tziduk Hadin at the time of the burial. Others say that parts of his neshama already left on Friday, and that's when he wrote the Sifrei Torah, and it's considered that he died, but he didn't actually die completely until Shabbos. Others say that Hitaka died on Shabbos, and he wrote the Sifrei Torah on Shabbos, but he wrote them b'neis, so that wasn't considered a malacha. But it doesn't mention, I couldn't find anyone who speaks about Adam HaRishon and David HaMelech also. And David HaMelech, it says, was Nifter on Shabbos, but I didn't find anywhere that it says that Adam HaRishon was Nifter on Shabbos specifically. The Rosh Tevos, Aleph Dalet Mem, is Adam, David, Moshe. So Adam was Kolel, all of those. Maybe that's why you think that has to do with all three. In any case, basically it had to do only with Moshe. The three psukim have other reasons why we say them specifically. Nusach Ashkenaz starts with Tzidkoscha Tzedek V'Yolam V'Sarosra Emes. Could be because since it's Tzidik Hadin from Moshe Rabbeinu, the Iker of Moshe Rabbeinu was the Torah's Emes. And then the idea that the Rabbanu Shem does things that we can't fathom. And lastly, the Mishpat of the actual Misa itself. Others say that it follows the Milim Bakodesh. The first pasuk doesn't include any name of Hashem. The second one, the name of Elohim. And the third one, the name of Hashem himself. The Svaradim say it the opposite order. And that is the actual order that is in Tehillim. In addition to that, there's a pasuk, Vashem Elohim Emes. So Vashem is the first pasuk, Tzidkoscha Kahari El Mishpatecha Tom Rabba Adom Vehema Toshia Hashem. Elohim is in the second pasuk, Tzidkoscha Elohim Ad Marom. And the third pasuk is Emes, Tzidkoscha Tzedek Vi'Olam V'Sarascha Emes.